Let's go and have a chat with our Friday expert, Simon Donopoulos, is joining us from Racing and Sports. Morning to you, Simon.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. It's been a hard meeting to look at, mate. How's your confidence?
Yeah, look, I reckon it's a cracker, Andrew. We get back on a good track and obviously rail back into True, but very deep, plenty of form to dissect and a lot of different form lines converging, and you got horses getting back onto a firm track. So really tricky. Hopefully you can steer the punters in the right direction. Hopefully we can get a few winners. But yeah, it's a really good meeting tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it.
Brad Davidson, FedEgham, he's just come out and said, hang on a sec, I don't want to muck around with three. I've got four. Brad, good morning to you.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. Morning, everybody. I must admit, I don't have the confidence that Simon does, but I'm happy to stick a couple of odds this week, and hopefully we can jag one anyway.
All right, well, let's do them in racebook order. Brad, your first one comes up in the third race tomorrow at Hawkesbury.
Yeah, race three, number four, Major Sharp. Now, this is the Tab Highway. I get sucked in by the highways every time. I just think he's good odds, this bloke. He's about $18 after the scratching of I Am a Cool Kid. And I just think he's the forgotten horse here. He comes here fresh off a Maria win back in January. Now, he beat four subsequent winners that day. Before that, he wasn't beaten far at Canberra. And he came to a highway back in November, but that was 1,500. He sat three deep, no cover. Loomed up to him, was still down at 300, and the run just told. I spoke to Joseph Ivel, the trainer, yesterday. He said he specifically targeted this race. He'd give him two jump outs. He expects him to run really well, and so do I. I think $18 is a massive price. I'm happy to have something each way. Like I said, it's a tricky race. There's some really nice, lightly raced horses coming here. I just think he's a forgotten one. I wouldn't be surprised if he can get out to $20, $25 on race day. I can get a lovely run just off the speed, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him in the finish. That's race three, number four, Major Sharp.
Race three, number four. Now, Simon, you both got tips in race six, so we'll come to you, Simon, and get yours in the sixth tomorrow.
Yeah, as mentioned, with horses getting back on top of the ground, I think this is a big tick for Artistry. I thought she was one of the better bets of the day there on Saturday. I think she's returned in great order, and the fact she's been able to perform so well on soft track suggests she's certainly back in fantastic order, and obviously this race has been targeted by Team Snowden. They've won it six times, and she just sets up beautifully here, third up. I thought she was really good in the Sapphire Stakes last start. Secret Agenda just too strong on speed there, but I thought Artistry found the line well and should appreciate the step up in trip on Saturday. She's drawn to receive all the favours, and with Hugh Bowman sticking aboard, he's placed in two of three attempts aboard the mare. Just think she presents good value. I think it's, to be honest, I've narrowed it down to two leading chances. I thought Daisy Doom was the main danger. She'll look to roll forward, but I think Vastri can produce her best on Saturday. I think she's going to be really hard to beat. That firm track will certainly be to her liking. So race six, number two, Artistry.
And Brad, you're the same there with Artistry, currently at $4 tab fixed odds.
Yeah, Simon's stealing another one of my tips, as you can see. He does that quite often on the show. But I think he summed it up perfectly. I totally agree with him. I think the only danger is Daisy Doom, and I just think back onto a firmer track. Good luck to those who got the 750 with Tab early. That was a big price. Still $4 seems a nice enough price to expect her to go very close there. She looks the good bet on the day, Andrew.
I thought you guys spoke on Thursday night to line all this up. I mean, you can't be blowing on air, Brad, surely. You knew it was coming.
Well, I mean, I did that, but he just kept stealing them, so I thought I'll try to keep it quiet, but it's still not worth it.
Let's move to the Hawkesbury Guineas in race seven. Brad, I'll let you go first, because I don't think Simon will be tipping yours.
No, I don't think so. I don't think he would have found this one. But look, I've got Calander on top. I will quantify it by saying that. I think it's hard to beat and strike the obvious danger. But there's one here that I'm happy to spec at big odds, $35 and 9.20 to place. More on a 1-by-3 basis, one unit to win, 3 units to place. The Star of Monsoon, I just think he's a big improver here. He's had two runs this prep on a heavy and soft track. He was only beaten 4.5 in the Derby Munro, and then he got lapped in the Arrowfield. But what you've got to remember is this horse just doesn't go a yard on wet ground, and four runs on good tracks, three of those he's ran the quickest last 800 metre splits in those respective races. So look, he's got a second to Sprite on a good track in the Brian Crowley last spring. He got so far back that day. It was only beaten 2.8 lengths, but the run was outstanding. His form on good tracks is good enough. He gets back, and that's the query. But I think he can run. He'll be charging at the finish, and I reckon he's more a place chance. But at $35, I'm happy to have something on at the win as well. But definitely hoping he can sneak into third or second and get us something for that $9.20 to place at the moment with Tab, Andrew.
Yeah, Star Monsoon, that's race seven, number eight. What's your fancy in the Guineas, Simon?
Yeah, with the favourite or equal favourite, Calander, Andrew. I think he is sort of well-found at his current quote, but
just taken by his win there first up at Canterbury, made him the best on that occasion. And look, he was the only horse to sit wide and still win. He was very good resuming there over 1,100 metres. That's up, obviously, to 1,400, which generally isn't ideal, but trust in Team Snowden. Just think he's a really nice horse heading the right way. He's only lightly raced. Admittedly, a few of his rivals have better exposed form, but the fact is I don't think he's been tested yet. And I just think with only the one trial leading into his first up win, he's certainly capable of further improvement second up. The decision by Hugh Bowman to stick aboard, and he looks to get a lovely run. He was obviously caught wide at Canterbury last up from barrier six. Should get a nice run just off the speed. He had been ridden forward earlier in his career, but I think he is better when ridden back off. His win at Randwick prior to a break from Rinning Genito was really explosive over the 1,100 metres. He is on trial at the trip, but it gives all indications that it will suit. If he gets the right run, I think he'll also appreciate getting back onto a firmer track. Expect him to be hard to beat. Do respect Sprite. Just whether she can run 1,400 metres is a big query for me. And wouldn't be surprised to see Good Standing run a big race. He's well placed at the weights there on Saturday on best form. But happy to be with Calander. I think he's a really promising type. So race 7, number 5, Calander.
It's at 460 at this stage, Calander in the Guineas. We move to the next one. A new sponsor, the Livermore Hawkesbury Gold Cup at 415. Which one are you going? Well, we spoke with Darren Biedman earlier, Brad. And look, he thought Spectroscope from the draw was probably the best of the four. But the one that you're mentioning, well, I'll let you explain it. And then I'll tell you what Darren did say.
Okay, well, I'm race 8, number 3, Havana Cooler, and I've got a bit of a yard watch on him because he's first up in 11 months. So if he's out the gate on race day, that's an obvious concern, obviously suggesting that he might need to run in the yard. But if he's ready to go, I think he's a massive chance around that $12 mark. He won the Doncaster Prelude first up last preparation. That was back in March of last year. That was 1,500. And then go back to prep before that, first up, he was off an 11-month break, so a similar prep to this. He was in the Premier's Cup Prelude over 1,800. He should have won. Simple as that. He got beaten half a length. He got held up for half the straight, and he should have just simply won. His first up form's enormous, and I know he's coming off that big break, but he had three trials in the spring, so they give him that prep, and obviously something happened there. He's come back. He's had three trials this time in. His last one was good. I just think fresh. I just like this horse fresh. I think he's at the right odds around that $12 mark. He's got blinkers on first time. He ticks enough boxes for me, providing in the yard that he looks fit enough and he's not blowing out the gate in the last 5 minutes, Andrew. Race 8, number 3, Havana Cooler.
Havana Cooler. Darren said basically that he needs a trip like this first up to get into it with the blinkers on. But he said, you know, don't be surprised. This horse has got the turn of speed that under the right conditions with the right run, he can pounce on them. So he certainly didn't, you know, while he thought Spectroscope, who's the up, you know, has had campaign racing and his rock hard fit, that he certainly didn't rule out Havana Cooler getting into some sort of money there in the Gold Cup. So that's Brad's four. So that's for Brad Davidson, 3-4, 6-2, 7-8, and 8-3. And Simon, you've got one in the last at Hawkesbury.
Yeah, not an easy way to round out the day, Andrew. Really open affair, but pretty keen on Ancient History at the each way odds. Do think the biggest tick for him on Saturday is certainly getting back onto a firm surface. Former horse trained in the UK, now with John O'Shea, he's had the three starts in Australia. He's only narrowly beaten first up at Kembla. And then I thought his two efforts prior have both been solid. His effort behind So Willie was good there last start. I just think he'll relish getting back onto the firmer surface. When you have a look at his best form from the UK, he's certainly well placed at the weights on Saturday. I think Blake Shin's a key booking as well. From that draw, should get a lovely run in transit. And if he's up to his best, he's certainly going to be right in the finish there on Saturday. At the $10, more than happy to bet up each way in the last. It is an open race. But I think Ancient History is going a lot better than what the form reads on paper. And the firm surface will certainly be to his liking. So happy to be with number 8 in the last. Race 9, number 8, Ancient History.
And $10, as you mentioned. So the three for Simon are 6-2 Artistry, 7-5 Calander, and 9-8 Ancient History, giving you value in the last. Good on you, Simon. We'll hear from you again tomorrow for further updates after 11 in the morning.
Yeah, sounds good, Andrew. Just before I go, I just want to wish Brad all the best on his holiday. I think he's got 2 months off coming up, so hopefully
how long?
He enjoys his time. I think he's got 2 months, he told.
2 months?
5 weeks, boys. Oh. Settle down. That's 2 months in racing terms.
It is indeed. Mate, yeah. Thank you very much, Simon, and good luck to all the punters there at Hawkesbury tomorrow.
Good on you. Thanks, Brad. Thanks, Simon. Brad Davidson, Simon Denopoulos joining us, our Friday experts. They'll be back, or at least Simon will be next Friday.